Have you heard of William Booth? He was born into relative poverty with parents who had limited education. Months after William's father's business failed, his father died when William was only 14. Booth worked as an apprentice to a pawnbroker for 6 days a week at 12 hours a day. Often the poor people of the community would bring in their belongings to sell so that they could put food on the table for their families. During this time, alcoholism was pervasive in the region, and William found that several, rather than selling items for food for their children, were using the funds for another drink. In his mid-teens, William's life began to change. He began to serve the poor in England, and he wanted to do all he could to eradicate alcoholism. As William formed a volunteer organization that grew to a large number, they were able to serve many more of the poor. Booth and his team's efforts were not without opposition. An opposing group known as the Skeleton Army violently opposed them, leading to over 650 of William's team being assaulted in 1882, with 251 being women and nearly two dozen of them being 14 or younger. Yet Booth's team continued to serve in response to God's love and helped the organization to grow into a national stature. That organization is known as the Salvation Army. How do you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's great love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.